Respect It's Radio, FM 104.6.
For the very first time in 2025, we have got Lisa Beeney in and on the radio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Shall we, because we started off with some really, really positive news about grants that are available now. There's more good news that will happen. It won't just be around for sort of January, February and March. There's more good news from April.
Yes, we've got the Warmer Homes Local Grant Scheme opening up. And that's really a step up from the previous scheme. That can provide a total of about £30,000 worth of home improvements. That's split between heating and other things. And the other things can include solar panels, batteries, double glazing, insulation. And with the heating, the previous scheme would have just been for people that weren't using mains gas for their heating. This time it's going to be open to everyone, no matter what you're using for your heating.
Wow.
And if you're unsure as to whether a heat pump will work fully for you, again, for the first time, they'll be able to install what's called a hybrid system. So you can have a heat pump that works at a maximum efficiency, and that will heat the water to a certain degree that can then go into your gas boiler. And if your gas boiler needs to raise it up a little bit more because it's absolutely freezing cold outside and it's been below minus 10 for a week, then it can do, and it can put that round your radiators. So there's a whole host of new technologies that are going to be available within this.
Wow. So that's something we can do, obviously, in the coming months. We can go into those items that you could be benefiting from in a bit more detail. How fantastic is that? Have you ever known anything to... Because this sounds like it's pretty extensive. There's a lot here.
There is a lot, and there is a lot of money behind this. And a lot of that has been kind of earmarked for the island. So we need to get people applying for it. We've got a list of everybody that has contacted us so far. And we will be emailing everyone that has already been in touch with us as soon as the applications are open. And we'll help people with their applications, because I think we all know what government forms are like, and they're never easy and straightforward.
No. So that's where you come in.
Yeah, that's where we come in.
Oh, wow. Look, I know I feel I should know this off by heart, and don't test me on it, but I think there's a really important number, website, details that you need to know. You know, if you are thinking, right, I need some help and assistance now, it's the same number, isn't it?
It's the same number. Our phone number is 01983 668 900. I will add, we are only a small team, so quite often we're all out and about and doing home visits and surveys for people. So please leave a message and we will get back to you. Or you can email us at info@greeniow.org.uk, or head along to our website of greeniow.org.uk.
Well, you said you had good news. And you didn't blooming let us down, did you? There's a lot of good stuff there.
There is a lot of good stuff there. And I think, as far as we're concerned, 2025 and the help that's coming and becoming available is all really positive. I mean, I would love to live in a world where none of this is needed. And maybe one day we'll get there.
Maybe. We're taking steps, aren't we? That's the main thing, I guess. Rome wasn't built in a day, but we're taking some big... These sound like big steps too. And there's some support at long last. Big support.
Yes, I mean, we've all seen the effects of climate change. We've seen what's happening in the States at the moment with the wildfires. I mapped out that area on the island, and it would be more than half of the Isle of Wight would have been burnt to the ground.
Wow.
That just doesn't bear thinking about, and the impact on all of those people. And it's not just people's homes. You've lost all of the infrastructure there. So all of the electricity substations, all of your water pumping stations, the whole lot has gone.
And I think it's, you know, if people still question it and think, oh, no, I don't believe you, just cast your minds back, not last summer, the summer before. One little fire, or one big fire, could have turned into, you know, across the Isle of Wight. the grass, I remember seeing an aerial view. And I think, in actual fact, there were a couple of TV programmes that came along. I think there was The Diamond of the White or something. There was some aerial views of the island. And for what was normally green grass, mm-hmm. was just brown.
Yeah.
And those are the areas that are dangerous. And all it needed was one little spark. And all of a sudden, you've got a massive area that would lead from one to the other. And you think, you know, we've got some great firemen on the Isle of Wight, but I don't think even they would be able to put out fires identical or even similar to the ones in Los Angeles. But I just look at that and think, we got off with that. We were lucky because there was a big fire. Somebody did light something up by Carisbrook Castle. I don't know whether it was done deliberate or they just dropped a cigarette butt and it went up. And at so many times, you've been sat in the car, you look out the window and you think, this grass is bone dry.
Yeah.
All it takes is, we were lucky. We got away with it.
Yeah.
And I think if we just sort of bury this under the bed and say, hey, look, no, it's not really going on. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You need to be a bit more realistic and a bit more aware.
I think we've all seen the problems of flooding as well. So we seem to be going from one extreme to the other. And with the fires, it doesn't have to be somebody dropping a cigarette butt. It could be a bit of broken glass. I mean, I'm sure as children we all played with magnifying glasses, setting fire to things. But broken glass, a broken bottle can do the same thing in the wild.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be cigarettes dropped or anything like that. It doesn't have to be malicious. It could just be somebody's dropped a bottle or something's been broken and that can start a fire.
In the last couple of years, how many times have we heard an event having to not go ahead in a field or whatever because it was dangerous because it was so dry?
Yeah.
And I say we just got away with one. I don't remember that in my lifetime being as bad. Even in 1976 when it was really, really hot, I don't remember it being that bad where you had that big amount, vast amounts of area that were like a tinderbox. They could have gone up at any moment.
Yeah, and then we go to, I'd say, the other extreme, all the events that were cancelled over this winter because of bad weather.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more frequent.
Hey, look, we've run out of time. Make the call. Don't be proud. Don't say, oh, it's almost over. It's not. You're probably about halfway through. You've got a couple of months at least of this cold weather. Do not just say, oh, it's warmer today. It's all right. I won't make the call. Make that call. Telephone number again is
01983 668 900.
Well, thank you for your good news today, Lisa. It's cheered me up. And I see you've got a smiley face as well. That's good.
Yeah.